Hi, everybody. Well, today is another Monday. First day of the week, maybe. And the date today is July 4th, 2016. So if you have any issues with this day like we normally do, you know, we clear the numbers from you. So here we go. Releasing July 4th, 2016. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And next, let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. So you're able to get some peace energy coming into your room. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That's the male energy. If you have another monitor, we'll put female energy into that. Here we go. So 1, get to select which one you want, naturally. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then we'll do non-gender. And I have a third monitor, you never know. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And if you have an issue that you're dealing with, or something, pain or whatever, that, remember, that's on a timeline or mini timeline, so we'll release one of these programs from you. Might feel better. So here we go, releasing what you're specifying right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll bring our co-host on. Are you out there, Elizabeth, somewhere?
Yes. Hi. Hi, Ron. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. This is our Monday show, which we do every Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, and we also have shows on Wednesday and Friday and Saturday, and you can check out Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com, as well as our BBS radio .com homepage, which is bbsradio.com/creationlightshiphealings. And if you're looking for the picture of the light being that Ron just energized and you're just tuning in, you can find that on creationlightship.com. Just click the image right below our radio show icons on the right-hand side. You can pick either one of those. And you'll see the insignia as well as the face. So Ron, if people click the insignia, will that also be charged with light energy? So I think we have to get Ron back here. So basically, if you would like to ask us a question or submit a testimonial, if you've been working with all of the wonderful healings that Ron offers on creationlightship.com, you can do so by emailing us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we are currently working on getting our chat back up, so the best way to reach us right now is through our email address. So thanks, everyone, for bearing with us while we get that going again. And I guess we should probably, read some testimonials and questions here and wait for Ron to come back online here, because I think he just dropped off. So it's interesting because today is a couple of things, and maybe if you've been feeling corded to the date today, or maybe you've been feeling sluggish or tired, then you are corded to the date or the day, or maybe some of the activities that go on here, if you're in the United States especially, because it's Independence Day, and it's 240 years of independence from British rule. But I don't know if we are really independent or not, and I'm sure when Ron comes back on, he can weigh in on that. So you might want to clear the number 240, and you could probably timeline crash that. Or maybe type it into the free clearing, which is the alien keyword intercept, and you can find that on the left-hand side of creationlightship.com. And just to read a little bit more here, if people are having problems today especially, the keyword in history is the Declaration of Independence, was largely the work of Virginian Thomas Jefferson. In justifying American independence, Jefferson drew generously from the political philosophy of John Locke, an advocate of natural rights, and from the work of other English theorists. The first section features the famous lines, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." The second part presents a long list of grievances that provided the rationale for rebellion. So that's very interesting. They actually use the words men, equal, endowed, creator, unalienable, rights. So you might want to try clearing all of those and see if you feel better in the alien keyword intercept. And Ron, do you have any thoughts on that? I know you work a lot with the time-traveling founding fathers. Anything that we should maybe be aware of, other keywords to clear? Do you have any insight as to independence or what it means?
No, we could clear, you know, Independence Day, I guess. So that could mean many things for many people. So here we go. Let's clear the first word, independence, and let's release that energy from you. One, two, three, four, and five. And then we got day. So that could be, you know, we have days all the time. So here we go. Clearing the word day. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's see. We could clear the timeline for when they started Independence Day. So let's see. I don't have the exact time. I think it was maybe about 240 years ago. So let's clear that away. So, are you good at math real quick, Elizabeth?
What do you need to know?
Is that 17, if we go back 240 years, you know, that's 1776. So I don't know if that's when it started.
I think so, yes. Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes they could be, you know, a month off or something. But we'll just assume that it's the same.
Yeah, Ron, and even the days. Like, I think, like, the July 4th was not actually the day they signed the Declaration. So it's like a couple days before, I don't know, a couple days after.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. But we'll just clear this day 240 years ago. So here we go, and we'll just see what happens. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And let's clear your first Independence Day in this lifetime. So, and typically if you weren't born on this day, that would be, you know, another thing. But, you know, typically you probably weren't born on Independence Day. So any day after that, and even your birthday, if it was this day, will clear. So here we go, your first Independence Day. So, you know, I was going to say, if you're born on this day, that would be the first day of your slavery. So anyway, that's might be the same thing. But anyway, we'll just look at it as Independence Day. So here we go. You can see how you feel when you were less than 1 year of age here. So here we go. Releasing this energy. One, two, three, four, five, six. Oh, boy. Seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you.
Oh, wow. Wow, you're lots of yawning there. Okay, great, Ron. And I did just want to say that the actual signing of the Declaration of Independence was formally declared on July 2nd, 1766, a date that John Adams believed would be the most memorable epoch in the history of America. On July 4th, 1776, Congress approved the final text of the Declaration. It wasn't signed until August 2nd, 1776. That's very interesting.
Yeah, all different timelines being reconstructed.
Yeah, it's like they constructed multiple timelines to declare this year independence or slavery, because we live in the world of duality. Everything means the opposite. Or could mean the opposite.
So I guess today being another day, I have 1997, Pathfinder lands on Mars. What if that really happened? Anyway, we'll see. So let's, we should clear that, I guess. Here we go. So one, that relates to you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. The reason why I kind of laughed is because I happened to see a video on YouTube. Somehow, I don't know how I got into it, but it was, you all know Ron Howard, right? I'm sure all of you know that person, you know. Happy Days, I guess, and then, you know, he, you know, became a, I guess a producer, right? So, but anyway, on this video, it was talking about him and a friend of his were somewhere in California, I believe, and they looked like maybe they were, in another filming set or something, or they were there in this location, and they went on a hike or something and looked over a hill or something or climbed up a tree or whatever, and they're actually watching the filming of the, moon landing in this location, and they're talking all about it, watching, the astronauts walking around. I guess they thought it was probably a movie they're going to make, So anyway, you could probably Google that if you like, probably, put his name in, and in fact, we ask some of our helpers to type it in and just see what it says for the caption. Of what it was there, first moon landing or something like that, and that was Ron Howard watching it or something. So anyway, if you're interested, he was there and he's talking about it, when he was there. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, that's interesting, Ron. And actually, I guess it was Apollo 11. And I think it was also in July that they landed, but I think it was later in the month, in 1969. Or, that's what Wikipedia says.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
Very interesting. And also, about the Mars Pathfinder, if you are feeling particularly corded to this day, there is a very useful website where you can go, and it's called, I believe, This Day in History. The History Channel puts it out. And you can go there and look at what's going on that day, and if you feel corded to something, you can get in there and timeline crash it. Because actually, if you are at peace, none of this will be affecting you. And you will not feel particular emotions around the day or the date, or, but if you are, there may be something going on there that you need to clear out because you're somehow connected or corded to that timeline. So I guess we could move on to some listener questions and testimonials here. And I did get a testimonial. Just kind of a general testimonial, and this listener wrote, "Ron, thank you for teaching me about the animals and creative consciousness. My whole life has changed into a peaceful modality. People are more peaceful with me, and we learn and enjoy more with each other. The plan of peace I received is, 1, stay interested, 2, enjoy watching. 3, don't go there. 4, stay in the now timeline. 5, blessings. This is now my peace plan and for the world.
That's very good. Yeah, you can always stay in the present moment. That's where all your power is, and that's where your spirit is. Otherwise, everything is reproduced, and you're put onto a movie set someplace.
Yeah, and speaking of movie sets,
because people have been living all these fake timelines that are real to the aliens, but not necessarily related to you. Although you're living there, having the pain and everything else happening, so it gets to be quite interesting when you realize that, yeah, I'm really not here. And sometimes you wake up and you go places and you go, man, this doesn't feel like Earth at all. That's because they probably did a pretty bad job creating it for you. So another movie set that wasn't up to snuff. So back to you.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you say that, Ron, because it really is interesting, because if you believe that the moon landing was faked in a studio, and I think what you were talking about earlier, that, you know, a couple of people are saying that, and if you believe that the moon landing actually happened, then how many people were they able to cord to that timeline, whether or not it happened or it didn't happen? You're still corded to it. So to you, it happened. So it's kind of like how things work here. If you believe that it happened, or if you think something happened to you, then it happened. You know, it's the past, and that's what you want to clear out. So even if something was an elaborate hoax, you're still corded to that. You're still feeling the emotions around that, and you need to get in there and clear that out. That's very important. Because they're still hooking you up there. Okay, so I guess we should move on. And someone else wrote that they found the Jewish money codes, and I guess you had been working with these or removing these, and somebody was asking. And I guess they are on the Contact Talk Radio archive, and the track number is 20, and the year is 2013, if that helps anybody else out. So that was where Ron was talking about the Jewish money codes, and he does do a lot of clearings regarding that. Somebody else wrote in that they just had an observation over the past few months in New York. There have been myriad ships appearing, but today especially they were unlimited. And I guess they're talking about the ship clouds.
Oh boy, yeah, we can clear that if you have any weird looking clouds around.
Okay, let's do it.
So here we go. So we'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we have a request, which I normally don't do. We're going to do it for this show only. This will not work on the archives. So everybody, get a glass of water ready.
Yay.
So we're going to do skin misting water. So here we go. So we'll do it in about a minute or so. Just get a glass of water. And if you happen to have like a new misting sprayer, you can use that. You don't want to get something that you had with perfume or something, you know, or something that puts out soap or whatever, but
if not,
you can splash it on you. But if you do have one laying around, then you know it's clean and sterile, then it'll work great. And we'll give that a try here. And I want you to look at your situations here of what you're dealing with. That could be maybe your neck could be sore. Maybe you got bit by a bumblebee or something, or a flea. And maybe your dog has situations going on. Your cat could too, but I don't think the cat's going to want to be around water. But you never know. If you talk to them, they may like it. Here we go. So I'm going to charge it up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So your skin missing water is charged up for you. It'll last through today. And what you have charged up is what you get. So if you happen to get, 8 or 12 ounces of water, that's great for you. If you got less, that's okay too, but you can't add water to it to, increase it. It's just what it is. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. That's awesome, Ron. And what I do is I just bought like a sprayer. It's like a little, it looks like the thing that you take off like a hairspray bottle or a spritzer bottle. And I just bought one new, and I just stick it in the glass, and I use that because I don't really like the plastic bottles. So you can get one of those, and if you do want to use the plastic, it just screws right onto the bottle, and you can use that to mist yourself. And it's very effective and wonderful. Thank you so much, Ron. Maybe if we could do a clearing. Somebody mentioned animals earlier in the questions, and maybe we could clear if there's animal. If you have pets and they're afraid of, like, you live in a neighborhood and there's fireworks going off or, loud noises, maybe we could do a fear clearing for everybody's animals if they're on that fear timeline from the fireworks.
Okay, sure. Here we go. So if your dog or cat is a little anxious, here we go. Releasing that energy from them. Remember, this is a timeline that they were put on. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, there we go.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, Ron. And let's see. Here's another question. This person's asking if it's a good idea to run the Help Enslaved Aliens Leave Earth YouTube link and play the audio when they are staying in a neighbor's house or cat-sitting or house-sitting for their neighbors.
Well, they come around all the place, so, yeah, they're always there. So, yeah, it wouldn't be a bad idea. Wherever you are, I would play it.
It's yeah, I'd play it everywhere.
And, who knows? Maybe that location is a abduction point. So, you can help out, your friends by doing that.
Okay, great. That's great to know. And someone else wrote in and said that since we, and I'm not sure if I understand this correctly, Ron, but maybe you could talk about it a little. This person's asking, since we are all created from source energy, we all have money codes. All the races have money codes, not just Jewish. And Jewish is not a race. It's a religion. And I wonder about that because I think some people consider it that, but then other people consider it like a culture. So I'm not really sure myself what the answer is on that.
Yeah, I just look at it as a race of people having, remember, it's all start over again. So, yeah, you were created from source energy, but from there, the aliens created you from that. And so now you're a fabrication and a specimen from a particular alien race, and you run it down here. So, you know, every group of people, every race of people that's here, they look different. That's because you're from a different alien race. So another way of stating that, if you don't understand it, if you were to go to, some location that is kind of far out, we'll just say that you go to, I'm not correct at this here, but we'll just say that if you follow along here. So if you went to where there's Eskimos and there is no other people there except for true-blooded Eskimos, they're going to look very similar to each other. Now, naturally, they will change their appearance as they get inbred by other cultures, other races, whatever word you want to use, they're coming to them and having a person being born that's not 100% of them. So that means that they now have another alien code in them of another species. So if the true stock will have what the aliens gave them to work with. So if not that source energy gave anybody a code for receiving money, it's the fact that the alien races did that. And I'm sure that alien races also can give people poverty codes too. And or they could do something to numb people out. So it all depends how they're manipulating you. So that's kind of, the way I look at it. So normally where there's a really cold climate, you're typically, well, that's not right either. I say over in Europe, most people who are in cold climates are going to be white skin, and people that are in hot climates, we'll say around the globe, are going to be, you know, dark skin, brown or black, but that doesn't hold true with the Eskimos because, you know, they're more like, you know, Native Americans in a sense. So anyway, that doesn't always hold 100% correct, but I think you may understand what I'm talking about. You know, to take and kind of dissect all that and, you know, tear it apart. No, because there are people that just don't have it. And when they do get it activated in them, because they have it inside of them from interbreeding, at some point, and maybe got bred out of them, then all of a sudden you get awakened, because most people on the planet are probably all different races. You know? So, anyway, back to you.
Yeah, and I mean, it's kind of interesting, too, and I guess in light of what we're talking about here in terms of independence / enslavement, it seems like those codes get activated in people, and it seems like a lot of people have this conception that money is kind of a ticket to independence or more choices, or it is also a form of enslavement. So all of these codes are kind of activated with this made-up system we've come up with, because really, all it is a piece of paper. I mean, if you look at other currencies, it doesn't mean anything to you. It's just what the population has decided is usable for certain activities. It's very interesting. So if you can take away the emotional connection to it, and I know, Ron, you've done this on several shows, you know, where you ask people to take money out of their wallet, and you know, you also, I think, have advised people at certain points to tape $100 bills to their body and walk around with that so that they could resonate with that frequency of the money, of the currency. And you could also, I guess, clear the word currency. And let's see, somebody actually wrote in about this, and I'm trying to find the question right now. Somebody wrote in, "Hi, Ron, some great points about what is going on with the monetary system and what needs to change. I don't know if you listen to these kinds of things." And there's a website here. I guess it's a blog, soundhealthoptons.com. And there should, I guess, be an archive up yesterday or Monday. And I guess that people were talking about a new monetary system and also some talk on bitcoins. and how the laws were written and how it is not done right. So that might be an interesting, I don't know if anybody wants to listen to it, but one of our listeners did write in with that, and it's kind of an interesting topic, and it's something we've talked about here on the show before. And somebody else wrote in that July is named after Julius Caesar, so you might want to clear the entire month of July and maybe also Julius Caesar, I guess, if you're feeling particularly attacked. And another listener is reminding us not to watch the fireworks, though they are beautiful. But if seen, what clearing would you suggest? And this person maybe thought the signs and symbols clearing might be a good one to do if you were watching fireworks.
Yeah, maybe, and, you know, just this one way out of the box, maybe that explosion that happens up there, maybe that's opening up stargaze vortexes. I can't say that it is or it isn't, but that's a possibility. And maybe things come in through that.
I think there might be something to that, because every year I get sinus, either allergies or like the past 2 years I had a cold, and it seems like there's something that happens there, and I don't know if I'm the only one that experiences this, but maybe we could do a clearing for everybody for like sinuses, or give everybody an oxygen infusion or something, because it's like, it seems like they're doing, that could be true, or maybe they're doing something with our oxygen, with our air.
Okay. So let's do an oxygen infusion. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do one for maybe sinuses or congestion, runny nose or something. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And where I am, hearing the gentleman on the radio talking at the local station, he's saying, yeah, we got blue skies today. I look out, there's no blue skies. The sky, you know, it's not Earth blue skies. It's chemtrail skies that the chemtrails got all dissipated, and it's a white, blue sky. You're not seeing the sky. You're seeing, you know, the chemtrail sky. And then they put chemtrails on the sky, making people think that they're seeing clouds. so I go, yeah, right, you know. But nobody probably even understands it if they look up and they, you know, they just see this milky blue-looking colored sky, thinking that they're really seeing blue skies, you know, because, you know, they're just seeing, you know, the poison in the skies.
Yeah, so anyway, it's kind of like they just assume they know what is there instead of actually looking.
Yep. So if you're wondering why you're maybe not feeling too well, just look outside and, you know, see if you're really seeing the real sky around you. And it's very difficult to have it switch over to the now skies. I don't know what they're doing, but typically by doing the mind a heart drop, you should see the skies physically change. You may see the trees change and things around you, but somehow there's some type of coding system in that doesn't typically allow the sky to come back the way it's supposed to. But watch a tree and do the Be Here Now, mind a heart drop, and then also you may want to do it for the tree after you become clear, and because trees are, you know, attached to the earth, they're not going to move too much. You know, there's wind naturally, but aside from that, they're going to be stationary. And you're going to see them get the larger energy around them. You could see a larger aura. They may look real. They may even feel real to you, because they would be real. But the skies are something else. It's difficult to, you know, change the sky. Not that it's impossible, but you know, once you see what you're looking at, then you wonder, yeah, I wonder why I'm losing consciousness today, or why do I have a runny nose, or why do I have a headache? Well, it's because of what's going out. Normally, it'll look like a smog around. If you don't know what smog is like, just think of fog. And it's always kind of hazy, and it's not clear. So you start looking, you know, out at different locations, you know, what, I don't know how far you can see, but you're going to see this stuff like smoke, in a sense, or smog around or on everything. So it distorts what you're looking at. So back to you.
Yeah, that's true. And you can also, I get a lot of emails from people out in the West, like California, that the about the chemtrails and how bad they are. So it's definitely good to know, though, that we can do the mind-to-heart drop and actually see things change. So, you know, that's important to note and do it as many times a day as necessary. Somebody else is asking, what about the harmonic frequency clearing for the fireworks? Would that be useful?
Yeah, I think that could. Might even want to do an object clearing on it. You know, that could work as the energy, you know, maybe comes to you. But there's so many fireworks that everything works in the now, so it'd be maybe a little harder, you know, if you have 100 of them going off or something. To, you know, get it into the now to where it's not going to affect you too much. But, you know, you could be creative and just see what it's doing to you. If it makes your body jerk or jump, then maybe the aliens are also timing that to imprint you with something. So anyway, you can go down, you know, the rat hole from here on this here. So, you know, I was asked to give money for fireworks about 4 times so far. And so I told the lady, I says, I don't want to promote forest fires. And she looked at me like, wow, you know, that's pretty smart, you know, because, you know, this time of year, normally it's pretty hot. And everybody says it's high risk for fires, you know. And so here they have fireworks going off. What's that song? I forgot the artist, but it's Smoke on the Water. And, you know, one of the lyrics, I think, is some stupid with a flare gun burned the place to the ground. You know, well, same thing, you know. So I think that was in Switzerland, I believe, you know, where they had a recording studio and stuff. Maybe one of you rock, yeah, Deep Purple, there we go. So we can listen to it. That's what the lyrics is. They're out there doing a recording, having a great time, and, you know, that's what a person did, you know. Hello. Just think of all these things going up in the air and going around, and maybe somebody's out there having a few beers, you know, and shooting up fireworks where there's a lot of grass and et cetera. And so, anyway, just don't know what these clones will do. In fact, I saw this person. I'm going sideways here, but, you know, most cars now, you know, that are on the road, probably 99% of them have catalytic converters that get very, very hot, you know. And so this guy pulls off the side of the road, and there's probably a foot and a half high of, like, straw grass. This is the last year, you know, where it used to be green, and now it's all dried out, and he's parked there. I go, oh, God. Anyway, in the middle of it, you know, so who knows, but back to you.
Yeah, that also reminds me of that song, I'm Burning for You, I think it's Blue Oyster Cult.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't understand why everyone goes ahead with these festivities when there are forest fire, wildfire warnings, and I don't know. It's very strange to me, too. So somebody else, Ron, is asking if you could please explain the sign, since we were talking about the sign and symbols clearing whole life, and they're asking, can this clearing be used for clearing money besides the object clearing, or instead of the object clearing, I guess?
I think it would work also. Remember, the money has numbers on it, it has letters, it has symbols, it has different things on it. And you really don't know which one of those or all of them are connecting to you. You could probably put it into your natal barcode clearing, but, you know, you don't know what's attached to you. What I would say, if you're kind of interested, is maybe get a bunch of your friends together, if you have friends, and maybe pull out a dollar bill or some type of bill and ask them what they see first when they look at the bill, okay, and kind of get a consensus on that, because that might indicate to you, you know, the implant, the symbol, or whatever is activated the most at that particular time with that. So, and you might also be, you know, it just depends how the money is. Now, if you've been wearing, say, the $100 bills around your waist for, you know, a month or so, like I kind of recommend doing, if you can do that, so that you're going to be used to having that money frequency with you. Remember, it's what it means to other people, and then it's how you use it. So other people are responding to what you give them, like a $100 bill, and they know that it's worth $100 of something. So it has that value. Now, when you wear that around your waist, at that point, what happens is that you become in resonance with that particular $100 bill. So you want to clear it off first. So if you have $1,000, you know, 10 of these, then you all of a sudden now become that money. Not that you're the dollar bill, but you're not afraid of it. So let's say you have three things. You're afraid of spending it, having it stolen, or losing it. So if none of those happen, now you can, you know, change your energy of your body. And it's really your mindset to accept it. So you're accepting that. So when you look at it yourself, if you've been doing this, it's probably not going to relate too much to you. You're not going to go, whoopee, I got a $100 bill, or you know, maybe the money belt, you got 10 of them, you got $1,000 here. What would be? You're probably not even going to say that, because you already own that. Remember, you only get excited with something when it doesn't become you, when you don't resonate to it. And so you want to become your reality for whatever you want to do in life. You have to become that reality in order to have it so it doesn't get taken away from you. So what you are hoping for and striving for the most, you could be allergic to that, and you could be pushing it away because you want it so badly that you don't resonate with it. So you want to, you know, come into the resonance of that. That's what I'm trying to tell everybody here. And since we deal with, you know, financial stuff and it takes money, then, you know, that's what you need to have. So, and then going sideways, I was sharing something else. A guy was in the Bank of America, and this could have been within 2 years, we'll say, and he wanted to make his mortgage payment to the bank. So he brought in cash, which is like $1,300 and something, and the bank would not accept his cash. They wanted a check or maybe a money order, but they wouldn't take cash from the gentleman. I don't know. I can't say why that was, but it was on YouTube and it was live because he was recording it, as the person that he's given the money to wouldn't accept it to pay the bill. So I don't know what that's about, they couldn't take it, although, you know, you can pay cash to pay credit card bills, you know, but you can't pay a credit card with a credit card. But anyway, there's more to it than meets the eye, and I don't have all that information. But it's something that a bank wouldn't recognize money that it hands out to people to pay a bill. But anyway, there's got to be a good reason on their end for that. Maybe they're allergic to cash, too. So, back to you.
Yeah, that's true, Ron. A lot of different resonances there, too. Okay, so let's move on here, and I guess we could read some more listener questions here. And somebody's asking if you could make or do make a clearing to remove energy from photos we have and to remove damage it has done to us, including from other people. And this person has mugshots that cost hundreds or at least thousands to just to remove, and that's not even to clear it. So I guess they maybe had to pay somebody to take these off the internet. I don't know. But what can people do about photographs of themselves?
I'll have to give that some attention. I don't know what you can do because it's typically attached to you.
Right.
So you want
it is
to be
essentially you. Yeah.
You want to be disattached, so I don't know what to say, how you would do that.
Okay. And somebody else is asking about the special clearing. How should we go about using the special clearing as a whole lifetime clearing for clearings you don't have on the website, like bitterness or maybe forgiveness? If you have the unlimited, is it able to be used for an unlimited amount of different whole lifetime clearings like that?
No, it's only made for one particular clearing that you would have to be unlimited.
Okay.
So it's not like you can buy it once and then get the unlimited and do 30 issues with it because it says unlimited. No, it's unlimited for your one issue.
Okay. And also, I was going to add something there about that. I can't remember what I was going to say about this special clearing. Oh, I guess this person asked about bitterness, and I know you've been doing a lot of that, actually, Ron, on the calls, on the weekly calls, as well as the, you know, the special calls. You've been clearing a lot of that bitterness energy out. And people have been feeling a lot of relief and very affected by that.
Yeah, it's a pretty deep issue.
It's pretty specific,
you know,
too.
You want to do that one issue with the special clarion and just see how it affects you.
Okay, good idea. That's a great idea. Great idea to try that. If you have the special clearing, you're planning on buying it, and you've been on the call, and you've been reacting to the bitterness that Ron's been clearing out, I know he did a lot of that very recently, and it seemed to work wonderfully for people, so that's a good opportunity to try that if you are curious about that special clearing. Somebody's asking, I guess, about the listener who wrote in about the photography or the images and photographs. Could we timeline crash our photo images by using an emotion connected to them?
Yeah, you can clear your own emotion, which may attach you to the photo. You know, but then what are the other people seeing, you know, when they look at it, and what emotion are they attaching to you? So let's just go to the far end of the scale. So somehow somebody got and maybe you're a real beautiful woman and they got a nude picture of you and they put it on the internet. And then all of a sudden, you know, you find that out and you look at it and you're completely, oh my God, you know. And so you get all this energy coming through you. Well, you could probably figure out what your emotion is, okay? But you can clear that, and maybe after, you know, a year of doing that, you might feel okay with it, right? But what are the people's emotions going to be doing? Because that's going to still be coming to you as an attachment, we'll say, to you. So that's what I said. I have to look at this one here to see what you can do to negate the energy coming back to you. Maybe the auric field protection could help, because they have to enter you some way. I just don't know, you know, what else to say. That's all that I, you know, come up with right now, so that the energy will not connect to you. So, do you have any ideas, Elizabeth?
Well, I mean, I guess the best thing to do is not have your picture taken. I don't know. try to stay away from, you know, any of that. But I guess, I mean, celebrities have it rough. I mean, they really are putting themselves out there, and I don't know how you could control other people's manipulation of your image. I know you could stay off the internet. You could not read them. You don't have to read comments about yourself if you are in the limelight, you know, if you are in the spotlight. But I would just get on the courting calls every week and, you know, do as much as I can that way, because, you, like you said, Ron, you really can't control what other people are doing. You can only control what you are doing. So if you're feeling bothered by this, I would just, you know, stay off of it as much as I could and try to create a timeline of peace for myself around it by not engaging with these types of behaviors. I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, we can't, you know, we have to, like, live our lives, and that's, you know, the only thing you can control is your own emotions. So as long as you're peaceful about it, you could do the psychic attack. I'm thinking maybe you could do the alien attack. And the decordings, I would stay, and also dark side practitioner, I would stay on top of all three of those clearings and see if you get any relief from that.
Yeah, that might work out, yeah, because it's kind of how you relate to it.
Right,
what
right.
What are you relating to when that happens, you know?
Yeah, and if you're totally at peace, then, you know, and you've done all these clearings, then, I mean, what are they going to do to you? I don't know. I mean, that's unfortunate, you know, that you're in that position, but the only thing you can really do is empower yourself and, you know, try to take back control of your image and how you relate to it.
Yep, and I think the only thing maybe is, like I said, the auric field protection. That's going to...
Oh, that's a great one. Yeah, that's a great clearing.
Other than that, I don't know what else to say, you know. Yeah, just one of those things, you know.
Yep.
So, we got a couple of minutes to go here. Anything else we can bring up before we do the Mind to Heart drop?
Well, actually, since we're talking about pictures, I just got an email here, and someone's asking if it would help to burn all pictures of me and my family members. Would this help to remove emotions and cords?
Yes, that could do that, uh-huh.
Okay, great.
Because all the energy is in that, yes, so that could be helpful. Because maybe those pictures are still alive. And even though, you know, they could be, you know, even 100 years old, we'll say, it's still a living photograph, typically, of that person. Their energy is still in it, so by getting rid of it. And we talked about books, burning books, too, that, like your metaphysical books that you bought about how to do different things and stuff that has energy on it that may have looked good at the time, but now you realize that it's mind control and it's still active in that print, whether you have it... in your closet or not, you know, or in the garage, it's still activated and still active with you. So you'd want to release it. And the only way is to probably burn it. That way it's completely gone.
Doesn't Good exist to know. Longer.
So let's do the Mind to Heart drop. So you need to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. And then we count from 10 to 1 backwards. So here we go. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, And to facilitate that, we're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you. And hopefully you're feeling wonderful today. Bye, everyone.